Morning, Harry. How are you?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Very well, thanks, mate. Describe the frantic stress of the last 10 seconds of Saturday night.
Yeah, it was pretty full on that the last 2 minutes, and to be fair, the full game. But yeah, when the siren went, it was a pretty good feeling, mate. So I reckon we had some fans on the edge of their seat towards the end of that game as well.
Harry, tough for first quarter. What was said at that time, and how, again, with a team full of so many youngsters, how do you make that change? And obviously, again, from at the end of that first quarter, just the turnaround was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, we didn't play the way we wanted in the first quarter. I think they had 11 scoring shots in the first quarter. So, but they smacked us around the footy and the contested footy stakes, and they got after us there. So we just spoke about getting back on the hunt and winning the footy as best we can, as quick as we can, and then controlling the ball movement as best as possible. And I think that went a long way to winning the game. But, the main thing was about getting around the hunt and winning the footy, which we did better in that second quarter and then for the rest of the game as well.
What were you thinking when Jeremy Cameron took what we thought was a mark in those dying seconds? What was running through your mind?
Yeah, mate, it's all pretty hectic when you're in the back 50 that last 2 minutes. I'm not sure what I was going on. I just sort of ran with it, and I was probably 20 metres away or something like that. So, mate, you just like you're always taught, is play to the whistle. So I went straight to my man and waited for the next stoppage because I knew there wasn't too long left, and we still had some defending to do.
Tell you what, it was great to see, and there's been good crowds for the Swans this year, but they're getting into the game, and it's very passionate, and it's good to see the SCG.
The SCG was rocky, wasn't it?
Good to see the SCG back.
Great. And they were really, really loud and vocal, especially that last quarter, so it was great to be back there, and the crowds are building every week, every time we play there, so... Mate, it's been fantastic to be able to play in front of them. So hopefully we've got a few more chances, a few more good games in front of us for the fans.
Harry, on that, we speak to Jimmy Bartel every week, and he's spoken a lot about, certainly last season, the selection of the Swans, certain players and how certain grounds suit the Swans. How much do you believe playing at the SCG helps your style of play, not just for fan support and being your home ground, but size of the ground, shape of the ground? Does it make a difference for the Swans this year as much as last year?
Oh, I'm not too sure we buy into it too much. We have a fair bit of confidence and belief that we can play anywhere, anytime against anyone. So I'm not too sure. We don't really buy into that. But, it has been said before. But, mate, we love playing anywhere and everywhere. Like, we get the chance to play at the MCG this weekend, which we... didn't get to do last year, so we're really looking forward to that. It's a bigger ground, and it's where the grand final's played every year, so it's where everyone, you grow up wanting to play footy, so everyone's pretty excited about that, but we're pretty confident to be able to play anywhere, anytime, so I'm not too sure on much of that chat.
Well, you get a really good indication on Saturday night when you take on the Demons at the MCG. I mean, the Demons had a victory yesterday against North Melbourne, and they got the job done. I don't think they would have been happy about their performance, but I'll tell you what, this will give you a real good indication of where you guys are going this year.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been playing some really good footy all year, obviously 7-0, so they're doing something right. So they got a really good balance across the board. They got contributors forward, back, and in the midfield. So it's going to be a great test for this group, and it's something that we'll relish and really work towards this week and look what we can do to match it with them and beat them, and then train really hard during the week, and then really look forward to that contest at the MCG on Saturday night.
I suppose you haven't done a lot of work on them at the moment, but what are you hearing is the key difference between them last year and this year? Because they struggled last year. They've always had some talent, but haven't quite been able to put it together. But as you said, 7 in a row, that's pretty good.
Yeah, look, they seem to be putting four quarters of good effort in every single week. Look, just from what I've seen from a footy fan aspect and a footy fan's view, they win the footy pretty quickly in their midfield. They've obviously got big Maxie Gorn in there who plays a major role for them week in, week out. But they're getting their hands on the footy and they're getting it in their forward line and they're locking it in there. They seem to be having a lot of forward pressure and getting some repeat entries and then, getting to work that way. And I think that'll be the key to beating them. If we can win the footy and get the time in our half, I reckon that'll go a long way to win the game of footy.
We're talking to Harry Cunningham from the Swans, and Harry, a 5-2 start. Not many would have forecast that. I mean, you've been there for, I guess, the ebbs and flows, the cycle, having been with the club when it was, you know, amongst the premiership contenders and being in grand finals, etc., to some more lean years in recent times. I mean, what gave you the confidence that this year would see great improvement?
Oh, I think just the way we played towards the end of last year, we played with a bit of freedom and especially probably that last month of footy at the end of last year. And then we just put in the work. Like, I'm sure every team's going to say it, but you put in the work through the pre-season, you tinker with a few little things, and then you just see these guys evolve over the years, whether it's from their second to third year or third to fourth year. They're just another pre-season under their belt, another understanding of the game plan, and then they're just seeming to taking that next step. But there's only so much you can do as a coach or an older player developing players. They've actually got to want to take the next step, and I think that's what the young guys have been able to do this year, and they've had that opportunity to take it, and fair credit to them all. They're taking it with both hands and running with it. So we'll continue to help these guys through, but the great thing is they want to get better and they want to win. So hopefully we can continue that throughout the season.
Some players want the ball in their hands when the game's on the line, and you've got a great one in Tom Papley there who just seems to be able to deliver when you're under pressure.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been playing some ripping footy for a couple of years now. Like you said, he's a big game player, wants to put in his hand at all time, and it's great for him to be able to, when the opportunity comes, to be able to put it through the big stick. So he bases his game on pressure and being really selfless and setting other guys up, and it was his time to shine in the last couple of minutes, and we love his celebrations and the way he carries on after a goal as well. So he has a big presence in our team, and he's able to do that again on Saturday.
So much has been made of your young talent who've had a great start to their careers. But Tom Hickey in the ruck, I mean, he did his, PCL a couple of weeks ago, makes a miraculous cover. He is arguably best on ground there on Saturday night. How crucial a pickup has he been for your club?
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable someone to be able to come back so quickly from a PCL. I've never seen it in my footy career to date. So he's been huge for us this year. Just not only what he does on the field, but off the field as well. Like you said, he's a pretty experienced campaigner. He's been around for a long time now and been to four different clubs. So he's very valuable off the field and what he brings to the team meetings, etc. So, and then what he's been doing on the field has been pretty remarkable. And he helps us get us started in the guts there and then around the ground. So, mate, he's been a great pickup for us. He's not only a great player, but he's a great bloke. And we're pretty lucky to have him.
Well, we can't get through an interview without asking how Buddy's travelling.
Yeah, the big fella's going all right, mate. I think he'd be having a run around today or tomorrow. And last time I spoke to him, which was on Friday, he had a run around and he said he feels good. So not too sure how far away he is, but hopefully the sooner the better, because, like I said before, we're a better team with him in the side, and you walk a bit taller with him, and I'm sure the fans would love to have him back as well.
We're going down to your way on Thursday. We're going down to the Wagga Cup Carnival. But do you keep a close eye on Turvey Park, your former club?
Yeah, I do. So you might have a decent couple of days down there with the town play on Thursday and the Gold Cup on Friday.
I think we might.
but yeah, I do. My older brother, Tyler Cunningham, playing out at Turvey at the moment. So I try to keep an eye on it and try to see how he's doing. But yeah, I don't get back as often as I'd like during the season. It's obviously pretty tough. I usually go back in the off-season for Christmas. But always keeping an eye on them, seeing how they're going. And they seem to be going all right. They've got a few youngsters coming through, so they've got a bit of developing to do, but it's good to be able to keep track of them.
And it's a very good comp, isn't it, Harry?
The
AFL down there, because it's certainly a lot stronger now than what it's ever been, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they've been able to produce some footy players. I think young Murray played for Gammain Grong last year, and then he's now playing, he's on the Adelaide Crows list, and played a couple of games this year. So just goes to show they've got a good comp going on down there, and people want to play down there as well, which is great. Great for the community, and it's great to have the two FAR and RFL leagues back up and running this year. And from all reports, everything's going pretty well, and they're happy with how the comp's tracking.
Now, Harry, this text I'll read out from JB from Wagga will resonate very much with you. Hey, boys, the 5 o'clock wave is running big. Caught it in from Gumley to Wagga Beach yesterday. It is running fast. Pack your budgie smugglers. Bit of rain today and perfect weather predicted Thursday, Friday. Can't wait. Now, just for our non-Riverina listeners, explain to us what the 5 o'clock wave there is in Wagga.
Oh, well, I'm not too sure how it started, but there with the Wagga Beach down in Wagga, there's a so-called 5 o'clock wave. So apparently it's in the top 10 beaches in Australia, the Wagga Beach. So you might have to go and treat yourself to the 5 o'clock wave once you get down there on Thursday.
I'll take Clarkie down and his budgie smugglers.
Bring it on, LD. I'm ready.
Yeah, go down there and get a tan and away you go.
I'll tell you what, the weather's supposed to be beautiful on the weekend. Later in the week. It's supposed to be about 22, 23 degrees.
That'll make for some good racing, hopefully.
It is. Now, you like your racing too, don't you? Haven't you got a horse?
Yeah, I do. So I'm in with the group of boys. You might have seen a video a couple of weeks ago with the boys carrying on with their shirts off. I'm also in that, but I was actually too busy on the golf course playing a bit of golf while I was running. So I was cheering for it while I was playing golf, but I wasn't carrying on with my shirt off with the rest of them.
What's the name of the horse?
Champs Dior, so she's just getting back into a bit of training now. She had a bit of bleeding in the lungs and had a bit of a spell, but she's just getting back into it now with Calvin McAvoy.
Well, you know, once you got one, people will want you to buy two, and then it'll be two to three. Are you looking at buying another one?
I've had a couple over my time, and my father-in-law, he loves his races down in Wagga as well, so he's got a couple on his hands, but... Yeah, I'm hoping to get a couple pretty soon, but all of it's that Champs Dior at the moment, so if we can get back on the track and get some winners.
Well, hope for your sake that is the case, but particularly hope for the Swans' sake, Harry, that we can go to Melbourne this week and beat the Demons there at the MCG. Thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries, guys. Enjoy Wagga this later in the week.